Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Thank you for joining me on this bright and beautiful day where I am, although who knows, it could be pissing around where you are. But anyway, this show has kind of come upon me, if you like, because I often get asked very similar questions from people, okay? And one of the things that I get asked fairly frequently is how to kind of get out of your misery, how to get out of your internal state, how do you break up some of those negative patterns, how do you break some of this, you know, shit up in your life that you're repeatedly doing. People are generally looking for insights, tips, what have you. But in all my experience of dealing with people, coaching people, there's this kind of little mystery that comes up. And I've often found it difficult to explain because I don't really know why it's the case. And, you know, I'm sure some fucking psychologist somewhere has come up with something about it. But I'm going to tell you what makes the biggest difference with human beings. And then I'm going to talk you through the pitfalls of this thing and how you can use what I'm about to say for your own life. So whether you like it or not, the single most effective way for you to live an empowered life, that means your experience of yourself is that you're somebody who's powerful. Your experience of yourself is that you're somebody who's satisfied and fulfilled. All of that is available to everyone if you give yourself to one thing. What one thing? Tell us, for the love of God. All right, I'll tell you. It's called making a difference. Now, before you start getting your fucking knickers in a twist, I want you to know that that phrase, making a difference, has been overused, misinterpreted, bastardized, all kinds of stuff. So I got to clarify what I mean. What I mean by it is using your life to elevate life around yourself. That is, finally, you start to show up in life as someone who lives life. Now, that might sound pretty simple, maybe even a little ridiculous to one or two of you, but I want you to get that's not how most people live. Most people live their lives sensing what's going on around them and living according to what they've interpreted that to be. So you live in a constant state of interpreting how life is going on around you. Your experience of yourself, your experience of being alive, is all coming by virtue of that phenomenon. Okay? What is it like to live your life as somebody who makes a difference? Well, part of the problem, even with that statement, is that a lot of people attempt to use it to fix something. So I'm feeling like shit, so I should then blah, blah, blah. Feeling kind of depressed, then I should da, da, da. That's not what you use it for. The reason why people are looking for purpose in their life, by the way, is because they're pursuing purpose and their whole participation in the notion of what it is to live a life of purpose, for example, is inauthentic. That is to say, It's to fix something about themselves. And this is the little bit of the conundrum, if you like, about this. You can't make a difference to fix something about yourself, and making a difference will take care of that something. So I'll say it again. You can't make a difference to fix something about yourself, but making a difference will take care of that something. So that is to say, when you authentically make a difference for the sake of making a difference, that's it, for no other reason, something weird happens. You feel better. You come alive. You get empowered. Now, there might be some of you out there right now who are saying, well, I already make a fucking difference. I've already donated $200 to my favorite cat charity. It's not making a difference. It's fucking donating money. I'm talking about contributing to the quality of life where you are in any given moment. I'll say it again. I'm talking about you contributing to the quality of life where you are in any given moment. And it has to be a conscious contribution. That is, I'm going in there to make this kind of difference. Not like, well, you know, Gary, when I think about it, yeah, I did that last Thursday. No, fuck that shit. That's not conscious. That's retrofitting. Many people do that, by the way, with my work. They'll read something. They're like, oh yeah, I did that. Yeah, but go do it on this side of the ball. Don't do it Monday morning quarterbacking your way through it. Do it from this end of the ball, like with a ball in your hand and ready to step into the game. So what does making a difference look like for any human being? It basically becomes that you're somebody who goes into situations with intention. So I'll say that again. You go into situations with intention. You're making it your business that when you walk into that situation, whether it's you're going to meet a friend, you're walking into work, you have Sunday dinner at your parents, whatever it might be, when you walk in the room, life and the quality of life improves by virtue of your participation, period. Could be anything, that the people in the room feel more connected because you're there, because of what you say, what you talk about, and what you do. That the people in the room feel at ease to be themselves because you're there and what you say and how you behave. That the people in that room feel safe because you're there, because of what you say and the way you behave. That the people in that room experience love because you're there and what you say and how you behave. All of those are examples of making a difference. And this is my whole fucking point. Many people think making a difference requires you to have fucking money or something, or tons of time in your hand. Do you know what it comes down to? When the fuck are you going to show up? When are you just going to show up for the sake of showing up? When are you going to be alive just for the fucking sake of being alive? Not to get something, not to get somebody else to change or to have a situation go your way, to try and, you know, squeeze life into the model that you think it should be. How about just fucking showing up for showing up's sake? How about you be one of those kind of human beings? See, when I say to people, you know, I've devoted my life to making a difference for others, I mean, my fucking heart lifts at the idea of that. I'm not doing that because I'm, you know, after a fucking sainthood or some shit. I do that because it's a brilliant way to live your life, to be someone who impacts the quality of life for other people. It's a great way to be alive. I'd rather be this guy at whatever level than the guy that I was. That guy was always looking for happiness. This guy brings it in the fucking door. And yeah, I know that sounded a bit cheesy, but you get what I mean. It's about choosing the kind of human being you are and stepping up to the fucking plate. This is what I mean about being responsible. Like, some of you are like, you know, and I get these emails and communications every now and again, you know, oh, well, you know, my family or, you know, dysfunctional, and everybody's fucking family's dysfunctional. Everybody's dealing with some old war wounds. I don't care how many times you went to the neighbors and their family seemed a lot nicer. You should have seen that fucking place when you were out the door. Everybody's dealing with something, wrestling with something. Stop making fucking excuses and justifications for why you are the way you are and why you don't do other things. Oh, I need to, you know, deal with all my shit before I can make a difference for somebody else. Not true. This can all be happening at the same fucking time. The only time I ever say to people is work on yourself before you make a difference for others is for those of you that are interested in impacting the quality of people's lives as what you're going to do with your life. You should never take that process lightly. But for everybody else, I don't know. Call up your fucking mother and make her day. Tell her you love her. Tell her you miss her. Shock her. Or your dad. Or your aunt. Or that old neighbor of yours. Walk into work this morning and be fucking great with people. People are going to say, oh my gosh, another day. You're like, yeah, it is another day. You're right. But it's a fucking great one. Or that person you know who's suffering. You fucking know it. Call them up. Ask them if there's anything they want to share with you. Let them know you got their back. After you have that fucking phone call, then check in with yourself and see how you feel. Tell somebody you forgive them. Tell somebody else it's okay. When you go to pick up your fucking coffee at Starbucks, tell the person behind the counter that you really appreciate them and the job that they do. Go ahead. Make somebody's fucking day. Show up. That's what it is to be someone who makes a difference. It's not about how much money you fucking donate to this group or this charity or the hours you spend in the soup kitchen. All that stuff's great. But I'm talking about being someone, a human being, someone that alters the flow of life just because you're fucking breathing. That, my friends, that's the meaning of life right there. That's the meaning of life. To be alive. To be alive and in touch with the miracle that it is. And if you can't get yourself in touch with that miracle, go make a difference for somebody. Walk in the fucking room and make a difference. Why, Gary? Because you can. Because you can. Because you can make a difference. And I don't need the whole world to get that. I just need you to get this. I just need you to get it in your world that you are someone who can impact the flow of life for everyone around you. That's your fucking power. It's not like, oh, I have the ability to impact people and, you know, have them all go, you know, in whatever way I say. It's not like that. It's that situations are different because you're there. Some people respond, some people don't. But it's different because you show up. That's what it is to show up. To show up as a human being. Does that mean you need to be perfect? No. You just need to show up. Does that mean, you know, you need to be at your best and on your toes and happy and enjoy, isn't it? No. Just fucking show up. Just acknowledge the mess and show up. Hell, I need to get some show-up t-shirts made. Because that's what matters. Ultimately, that's what matters. In your closing moments of your fucking life, you're going to be left with whether you showed up or not. Or did you just drift through like everybody else? Make that your fucking job this week. Make that what your life's about this week. Yeah, you might have money worries. You might be concerned about your fucking weight. Or the current state of your relationship, or some old shit from your past, you might be, you know, losing your mind whether you're going to be able to make your fucking rent this week, or nervous that you're going to lose your job, too afraid to do this thing, or no confidence to do that thing, and la 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 la. Show up anyway. Show up. Acknowledge people. Thank people. For even the little contribution they might make to the quality of your life, thank the person who delivers all that shit from Amazon that you buy. Thank them. Leave him a cold drink outside the door. A little note on it to the Amazon person. Thank you for all you do. I appreciate you. You have no idea the impact you can make. No idea. You have no idea what people are going through and that you intervened. Not with some psychological deep dive into the background of their life, but by just being fucking great. Like it made a difference for them. That's your big thing for this week. Show up. Go ahead. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back from the break. We're going to deal from a question from the nation this week. As usual, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show, because every time you rate, review, and subscribe, it makes a massive difference to our show. So go ahead and make a little difference over here for what we're doing, yes? All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to this part of the show. This is a part where we generally take a question from a member of the nation. But I should let you know, I get questions, I get people just with suggestions for show topics. And sometimes people want to just share their good news, which is brilliant. And occasionally I'll come on here and I'll share somebody else's good news for two reasons. One, because it really highlights what's possible for people. But secondly, for those of you that might feel as if you're a little stuck at when you hear other people's victories, I would like you to listen to it in a very distinct way. And I would like you to listen to other people's victories like it's what's possible for you. Not like, well, good for them, but I'm fucked, but more like, no. I mean, if they can do this, then I can. So this is one of these, or one of those messages, right? This comes from Ashley. And I'm just going to read Ashley's email out, right? Because it's pretty fucking great. So she starts off, she says, "My name is Ashley. I'm 35 from Massachusetts. I found your audiobook, Unfuck Yourself, earlier this year when I was struggling with the deepest depression I've ever felt in my life. I've had my ups and downs since my teen years, pretty much always been a single parent to my three children, and have been merely existing through them for the past 13 plus years. I didn't realize how bad I had become stuck until I hit what felt like rock bottom. My self-hate for how my life had turned out became so intense, I didn't care if I lived any longer. After I finished listening to Unfuck Yourself, I listened to Stop Doing That Shit, then Wise as Fuck, and then listened to them each again and again. Now I listen to your podcasts. I do see a counselor as well, but I don't think I'd get out of therapy what I do without the knowledge I'm receiving from your books and podcasts. I didn't think a happy life was going to be possible while living in those dark times. But now, after hearing your wise words drilled into my head, I see the world in such a different way. It's absolutely amazing. To look in the mirror and unapologetically feel so much love for myself is incredible. Thank you. You may never really know who I am, but know you have changed my life forever. Every person I come across who is having issues in any area of their life, I tell them to grab some headphones and download your books now. I would love to hear that kick-ass book about relationships, and a pre-teen, teen-geared book would be fantastic. Just saying. Thanks again so much." All right. So first of all, thank you, Ashley, for your wonderful communication. For anybody out there right now that's stuck, what you heard there is somebody who just took it on, just, hit a point in their life and started to get the work done. And what I like about what Ashley's doing is she's doing it her way. She's doing it her way. She's going to see a counselor. She's reading the books. Like, it's great. It's freaking awesome. And if for you, if you're out there and deepest, darkest, whatever the hell you're from, you got to do what works for you. If it's exercise, if it's going to see your doctor, if it's praying, if it's whatever, it's all on the table for you. There's no one way for you to flip the switch. What you must do is get committed to flipping the switch, to finally turning your life around. There's a point that Ashley made, though, that I didn't want to step over, that I think is just fucking critical. And Ashley says she never realized how far she'd slipped, how far down the rabbit hole she'd gone until she was really in the shit. And that's so common. It's so common. It's why working on yourself is a maintenance item. It's not just when you're in trouble. It's not just when you're wallowing in something. Sure, you can use personal growth work for all those things, and I heartily recommend that you do. And that, you know, if you are stuck or you feel as if you're in a hole about something, then yeah, you should fully engage with whatever you need to turn that around for yourself. But personal growth work is fucking critical to you being an empowered human being. It's not a way of life. It's not like, you know, yoga. I don't know why I said that. I don't even know if yoga is a fucking way of life. But anyway, it's not a way of life. It really comes down to, it's a personal empowerment issue. You must be doing the kind of work, engaging in the kind of conversations that stirs your brain up, that causes you to think, that causes you to question what you've accepted as true. And no, please, I don't mean a fucking conspiracy theory. I mean true about yourself. I mean about your most negative thoughts. I mean about the fucking shit that weighs you down. Even just listening to this podcast puts a conversation into the drift of your life, percolates in your brain, stews around. You'll think about something that I said 2 weeks ago and it'll come up in a moment of your life when you really need it. And bang, there you are, changing. So whether you're making all the changes right now, whether you're inspired or motivated or whatever the fuck you got going on, doesn't really matter. That you're engaging with a work, that you're percolating, that you're thinking, maybe wrestling with some things, maybe trying to talk yourself out of it. Good, keep listening. Because what you'll always get on Unfuck Nation, what you'll always get from me are pathways to what's possible, ways through the shit. But it's important that you take it on now as just something you're doing. And that you don't back out of that. Even when you have success, even when things are going well, you got to keep stirring the pot. You got to keep thinking. You got to keep stewing. Every time you accomplish something, remember, it only opens up the possibility of something else. And when you accomplish that, it opens up what's possible beyond that, and beyond that, and beyond that, and beyond that. What's truly possible for you, you can't see from where you are. You can only see what's possible next and next and so on. All right, you guys, that's it for this week's show. Thank you for being a loyal listener. If you want to participate in a future show, connect at GaryJohnBishop.com. Reach out to me at the website, unfucknation.com. And by the way, make sure you go check out the Unfuck store. We got some cool shit in there. T-shirts galore, hoodies, come on. You can also drop me a line on the hotline, or you can text me on the hotline, 646-450-3203. Have a great one, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.